This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. Mark your calendars for our Job and Training Institute June 3rd and for our Man Talk workshop June 17th. Go to fathermatters.org for registration information. Today's guest is Dan Schutfeldt, Executive Director of Arizona Helping Hands. Welcome to the Father Matters Show, Dan.
Good morning, Vance. Thank you.
Yes, and share a little bit with us about Arizona Helping Hands.
Arizona Helping Hands is an Arizona charity. We were founded in 1998 by Paul and Kathy Donaldson, a local couple who Kathy's sister, Patty, on her deathbed, dying of cancer, asked Kathy to do one good deed a day and not take credit for it. Kathy took that premise and set up a nonprofit organization, Arizona Helping Hands, to kind of provide a vehicle where she could do one good deed a day and make a difference in the lives of other Arizonans. Over the last 17 years, we made a difference in many lives through a whole variety of programs that have been spawned through that initial promise.
Well, I will definitely tell you that because of Arizona Helping Hands in 2014 and 2013, we were able to serve over 150 of our families because you guys also do a toy drive.
That's correct.
So you donated to Father Matters, and we were able to help our families. Can you talk a little bit about your toy drive?
Sure. Our toy drive really was probably our foundational program. We started with the premise that we just wanted to make sure that every child at the holidays had one gift to open. You know, there's way too many children who the holidays come and go kind of unnoticed, and in many cases probably with a negative connotation because they're not receiving a gift at Christmas time. So we thought, with a simple premise, if we could have a gift available for children at the holidays, it would be a positive thing to do. We started that program back in the year 2000, and through just a twist of very fortunate fate very early on, we connected with the NBC Today Show. And the Today Show now supplies us a good quantity of toys during the holidays that we can distribute to individuals directly. Individuals apply on our website in the month of November, and we fill those toy orders. So a family will submit a request saying, I've got a 4-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy. Can you help me? We'll fill those requests through having volunteers come in and kind of pick from our inventory and supply toys to kids. In addition, as you mentioned, Father Matters went on our website as well. There's an application available for Arizona nonprofit organizations to fill out an application saying, you know, we're working with, you know, 20 kids, 20 boys who are age 5, 20 girls who are age 6, you know, whatever you can help us with, we'd appreciate. And last year, in 2014, again, it was a year of many blessings for Arizona Helping Hands, we were able to provide toys to 2,000 children directly through that online application. In addition to that, through our association with our other organizations, we supplied toys to 17,000 children in the state of Arizona. A total of 19,000 kids got a gift at the holidays thanks to Arizona Helping Hands.
Just last year alone.
That was 2014. The month of December was a crazy time.
Yes.
At our warehouse.
So for listeners that's listening, they would just go to your website, which is what?
Our website is www.azhelpinghands.org.
And they got to wait till November?
Correct.
And fill it out. Now, we have national listeners. Is this just for Arizona?
Yes. Our programs, our mission, our charter is to serve Arizona families.
Yes. So for out-of-state listeners, this is just for Arizona. But right now, people who are listening, if they know that it's going to be tough for them come the holiday time, get online and just fill out the registration.
Well, again, the registration, just because we can't handle the paperwork, begins November 1st.
Okay.
So the form goes live November 1st.
What I also love, Dan, you also have a foster kid program. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I'd love to. This is really where our organization has moved to over the last few years. The state of Arizona has a crisis. As in talking to other organizations in other states, it doesn't seem to be unique to Arizona. But as frequently has happened, Arizona seems to get much of the negative press from it. So, again, as I mentioned, we were formed back in 1998. We did a whole lot of, you know, a variety of programs over the years, all centered around the toy drive and a couple other basic services. But with the with the additional publicity that was achieved in the negativity relating to foster care support, I went to some people involved in the foster care arena that I've known for a good many years, been involved in charitable service with them for over 25 years. I went to these friends of mine and I said, you know, I recognize this hole in our social support programs. What can Arizona Helping Hands do? The response I received was, there is no agency in the state of Arizona that provides basic needs for families in foster care. They said, you know, why don't you try? You could probably give out, you know, a few beds or cribs to families who are taking in children, and that would be a major relief for these families who have a new child in the house that they didn't anticipate, you know, sometimes just literally dropped on their doorstep to care for. So we started in August of 2013. We started doing a few beds. And in the month of August, we gave out 8 beds to families in foster care. We thought, this is nice. This is, you know, we really made an impact in these families' lives. This is something we can do. And then the doors burst wide open. Between August and December of 2013, we gave out 45 beds to kids in foster care. 2014, we gave out 542 beds to kids in foster care. The first quarter of 2015, we're at 158 through March 31st. So we're on track for somewhere between 600 and 800 beds that will be supplied to families that are taking in kids in foster care.
Now, Dan, let me ask you, because you guys are just giving and giving. You're giving to individuals. You're giving to community partners. What can the community do? What can our listeners do to help you continue your journey of just serving and giving?
Obviously, any charity cannot survive without financial support. We're always looking for financial support. You know, there's something working that's bigger than us here. We started this program in August of 2013. If we did not have something happen shortly after that to allow us to expand and grow the program, I'd be sitting here today saying, you know, we can't help you with a bed, we can't help you with a crib, we can't work with these foster families. In September of 2013, in what I call one of their few moments of clarity down at the state legislature, the Arizona State Legislature passed a new tax credit. That tax credit allows Arizona families to contribute up to $800 as a married couple to Arizona Helping Hands. That $800 comes directly back as a tax credit on their tax return. So any individual, $400 for a single person, $800 for a married couple, can write that check to Arizona Helping Hands. And when they file their tax return the following year, it's like having another $400 or $800 withheld. So what's the cost to the individual? A big fat goose egg, zero. So that initiative, that tax credit, came into place September 13th of 2013. We were one of the first 8 charities in the state that qualified for the program. We qualified in November of 2013, and that funding enabled us to go from 7 beds a month to 70 beds a month that we're giving out.
So that is awesome, and that is so powerful. So can they also donate online?
Yes, we have a PayPal account set up right on our website. So you can go to our website, which is www.azhelpinghands.org. You can also get directly to the donation page by going to www.azfostertaxcredit.org. That leads you directly into our donation page. As I say, in Arizona, individual, it costs you nothing. So I always tell people, if you are of a charitable mind and believe that we're doing something that should be supported, then why not give me something more than tax credit dollars? And to our out-of-state donors, I'd say that we're doing really good work for kids in foster care. We touched 1,500 lives in 2014 just through this program. That's irregardless of the toy drive. We are making a difference every day in the lives of these kids.
Yes, you are. And that's why I'm so thankful that you came today to share this information. Can you give us a little information about the birthday dreams?
Yeah. So in the foster care arena, which, again, we refer to ourselves these days as a foster care organization.
Okay. And why is that? What is going on?
Well, that's because there's these 17,000 kids who are out in foster care who are really, kind of victims of the system. They either, have issues at home or, other areas that they're just kind of, dropped and left aside.
Yes.
So our objective is to help those kids however we can. And with this new state tax credit, the majority of our funding is coming through that program. So therefore, we're going to direct the majority of our resources to serve those kids. So we serve those kids in a variety of areas. We help with basic needs. We talked about the beds and the cribs, which is gigantic.
Yes.
I'll share a story there before I go on, if it's okay.
Share it right now.
So we meet many people who it's taken them a while to learn of our services. We're on social media. We have a phenomenal Facebook page. We are networking with other social service agencies, but you never know how somebody's going to come to find us. So, I've got stories galore for you, and they're all up on our Facebook page. We put up a story a day about one person that we've helped. I had a great grandmother, 70-year-old lady, come in to see me just a few months ago. She came in, and I always try to, when I'm available, interact with these families, and she's there to pick up three twin beds. And I'm talking to this lady who's, in her early 70s. She says she took in her four great-grandchildren. Great-grandchildren, mind you. So these kids are 11, 9, 6, and 4 years old. She's taken them all into her house.
Wow.
And she now is their primary caregiver. So she came to me and she said, she's with tears in her eyes, she said, these kids have been sleeping on the floor. They've been sharing a sofa. They've been sleeping on an air mattress, but, these air mattresses run out of air every night. So, you don't know what kind of state you're going to be in the morning. So she says, I finally learned about you guys, and this is such a phenomenal program for me. She says, the reason that this is so important to me, Dan, is when I was 7 years old, I was one of five kids in my family, and my mom died. She said all five kids were, kind of dispersed. They went out to, the neighbors, to other relatives. And she said it took me forever to reconnect with my siblings. I'm not going to let that happen to my great-grandchildren. I'm going to figure out a way to make this handle all this. She says the 401k plan is gone. My health is, going nuts trying to handle the needs of, this age group at my age in life. This isn't what I saw myself doing, but I'm going to make it happen because family is so important. So that's the reason that we're in this, to help with the bedding program specifically.
We're going to finish this up, Dan. You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Dan Schutfeldt with Arizona Helping Hands. We'll be back after this message. Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. And we're back with Dan Schutfeldt, Executive Director of Arizona Helping Hands. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. And again, Dan, thank you for joining us. And this is powerful, powerful information, my friend. I appreciate this.
Thank you.
And I know I asked you about the birthday dreams and we kind of went off track a little bit, but I want all this information from you. So let's touch on the birthday dreams.
Okay. As I mentioned earlier, we have been helping foster kids now for a couple of years, and we've kind of learned of different pieces that we can play, different roles we can play, different support we can provide to these kids. Our most recent program is called Birthday Dreams for Foster Kids. The objective of that program is to provide every kid in foster care with a personalized birthday package to celebrate their birthday. So we have volunteers who come to our facility, and through, again, an online application, families will fill out an application saying, my little girl is turning 3 in 2 weeks. Can you help us with a birthday package? Our volunteers will, you know, shop from the supplies that we have on hand and try to locate, you know, 1 or 2 toys and a book. We always try to put a book in every birthday package. And they'll gift wrap those items. They'll put them in. We bought, white strapped birthday bags that we can decorate. We didn't want something that was already prepackaged. We want something personalized. So our artistic volunteers will go through and, you know, one little 5-year-old girl had a little package that's decorated with girl power and, you know, purple stars and different types of things on it for, you know, Leslie for her 5th birthday. So we're giving them something that is specifically theirs. It's not, you know, something that was just kind of pulled off the shelf and forgotten about. It's a little bit of attention. And in many cases, through volunteer programs, we'll even have people write their names on it, saying decorated for Leslie by, you know, Susie Q. So it gives them, a little thing to let them know that their birthday, again, is as special as any other kid out there. Their circumstances may not be the same,
right,
but they still have a birthday. It's still worth celebrating.
Yeah, and that's why we want the parents who are listening to this, don't beat yourself up. If you lost your job or going through a separation or divorce, reach out. There are people here to help. And this is why I wanted Arizona Helping Hands on the show. You also, leading up from birthday dreams to, you have something called the Holiday Toy Drive.
Yeah, so our programs, again, we are a foster care organization. So the bulk of our programs throughout the year are geared to support kids in foster care. To qualify for their programs, you need to be in Arizona, in the state of Arizona's Department of Child Safety system. In that system, once the child is in the Department of Child Safety system, they issue a letter to their responsible adult. It's called a notice to provider. That letter says that Vance is now responsible for taking care of Sally and Jake. And with that letter, that's your ticket in the door. That will give you services across the board at Arizona Helping Hands. We'll help you with beds. We'll help you with cribs, clothing, diapers, the birthday program. We'll help you with back-to-school needs. We'll help you out with anything else that we can put together for you. So our ongoing programs relate specifically to kids in the Department of Child Safety system. However, our holiday toy drive, we open up. So our holiday toy drive, it's always based on what we get in to give out. We are not a wealth of abundance, but we try to use whatever's given to us and make it go as far as possible. So, as I mentioned, we served 19,000 kids last year at the holidays. That program, any individual, any family that can demonstrate need, and, you know, we're very flexible on how you demonstrate need. So if you're in the access system, the state medical system will allow you to participate. If you're on food stamps, we'll allow you to participate. If you're involved in services with a licensed social worker, we'll allow you to participate. And again, if you're a foster child, you're always welcome to all of these programs. But the toy drive, through the wonderful benefit of being connected with a national sponsor, we received a semi-truck, 55 pallets of Legos last December, and we were able to distribute the bulk of those items out to the community, to again, kids and organizations that we assisted.
Now, kids are getting out of school next week, this week, last week. I also want to touch on the back to school program, because at the end of August, as you know, a lot of people during the summer, their kids will go the whole summer without breakfast or lunch, because their parents depend on that breakfast and lunch at the school program. Mm-hmm. How early should the parents participate or prepare to get ready for your back-to-school program if they need those services?
Well, our back-to-school program also is geared to kids in foster care. So if you're in the foster care system, you can send us an email, and we'll also have an online application available the 1st of July. Okay. That, sometime between the 1st of July and the middle of August, okay, we will have backpacks filled with school supplies that we can assist these kids
and
with.
And this is for the foster parents
contact
you. They have to be in the system.
That's correct.
So can you share with us a success story?
I can share with you many success stories. I'll tell you about a young man I just met a couple weeks ago. This young man came in, and he's wearing an Army uniform. And he had his arm in a cast. So, again, I had the discussion with him. This gentleman was probably 22 years of age, I would guess. And he came in for a crib for the foster child that he has just taken in. And we got to talking. He tells me that he and his wife, obviously very young parents, they just had their first child 6 months ago. And his sister ran into some issues. So his niece, who is 7 months old, was placed in the foster care system. And they, in their search for an appropriate relative or a responsible adult that they could place that child with, they went to this young man and his wife. Now, he's in the service, 22 years old, brand new father, doesn't know the background to even how to be a father and all the maturity issues and responsibility issues involved there. But he now went overnight from having a six-month-old in the house to having a six- and a seven-month-old in
wow.
the house. And, again, extremely grateful that we were able to help him out with clothing, diapers, the crib, and some other things for his two little kids. But we hear about these families every day who are stepping up to help kids in foster care. And, we know that we make a difference. I had a grandfather, the other end of the spectrum. I had a grandfather show up a couple weeks ago, and he's a gentleman who looks like he's lived a tough life. He's showing his age. He's got, some mobility issues and other things. He says that he was there for help because he just took in his grandkids. He says Sunday morning he got a call from his 9-year-old grandson who had run down the street to his neighbor's house and made the call. The call was, Grandpa, come help. And Grandpa went and helped. He found his 9-year-old grandson, his 7-year-old grandson, and his 4-year-old granddaughter, who had all been physically abused by mom and stepdad. Unfortunately, even showed me pictures. I'm like, this is way too much information. Yeah. But the children were actually beaten with an electrical cord, and they each had lash marks along their backs and legs. So Grandpa took the kids out of that environment, obviously, and took them back to his house to, kind of help them mend and to, provide a permanent home. He made it very clear, his daughter, he told me, actually called him from jail saying, if you put up your car as collateral, you can get me out on bail and, I can take my kids back home. And Grandpa, as hard as that is, anytime you're dealing with a family member, was like, that ain't happening, sweetie. These kids are mine.
That's right.
I'm the one who's going to give them safety and love, and we're going to make this right.
And see, Dan, that's why I appreciate what you're doing. This is why I appreciate Arizona Helping Hands, because we can just go on with our lives and not realize that this is the stuff that's really happening.
Yes.
Right here in our state. Of course, nationally. And what you do and what your organization, your ministry is doing. And this is why, if you're listening, I don't care if you're in state or out of state. Once again, Dan, and I want to thank you again for allowing us to serve over 70 families last year.
Wonderful.
So I appreciate that you come in, Dan, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Vince.
Okay. And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. I want to thank my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. And one more time, what's your website address, Dan?
Our website address is www.azhelpinghandswithans.org. Also, check out our Facebook page.
Check him out. Look him up. Help him out. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.